thank you, Lord Jesus. In the time that we have left, we're going to continue our series on judging our thoughts and intentions of our heart. And we've been talking about the real true self, the real us, our inner man. But again, let's not get away from it right quick. Let's go ahead to Hebrews chapter 4 and read the foundation text in Jesus' name. Hebrews chapter 4, and let's look at verse 12, please. And then we'll get on as the Lord leads. Amen?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Sister April, for being obedient in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, and it reads, "For the word of God is living, quick, alive, and active, operative, energized, and effective, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing and penetrating as far as the division of the soul and spirits, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge and expose and sift and analyze our thoughts and the intents and conceptions of our heart." That's a mighty word, isn't it? Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So the word of God judges us, and it is to say that when the word judges us, what's happening? God is judging us. Amen?
Amen.
So we talked about the false self. We're on the real self. The real self, again, is the true self, our inner self. It's the self that's been born again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is the self that's been renewed, that's been resurrected from the dead. Glory be to God. I mean, we have been resurrected from the dead, spiritually speaking, just as much as Jesus and Lazarus was resurrected from the dead, physically speaking. Our spiritual resurrection is that real.
Thank you, Lord.
You need to dwell on that. We're saved. Glory be to God. By the grace of God, we are saved.
Thank you, Lord.
From the wrath of God.
Thank you.
And saved means you're in the hand of God. And that means nobody can snatch you out of the hand of God. And that nobody means not even you. So when we tell people, you know, "I'm feeling unsaved, I'm feeling a certain way," I realize your nothing didn't get you saved. There's nothing you did to get you saved. And there's nothing you can do to get you unsaved.
Amen.
Just as your being saved had nothing to do with you, and your being unsaved will have nothing to do with you. And everything with God. And he's already promised that no one can snatch you out of his hand. I love that. No one. That you are in someone.
Man.
No one. Nobody. Yeah. And so that's great news. But unfortunately, I notice that ad nauseum again, we don't see ourselves enough as a spiritual being first. So you see how that meshes right in with our true identity. What was the name of that series? Got the name of the identity series. Talking about we were first spirit being before we were black, ethnic, and all of that. But anyway, whatever that series was, that fits right into that. Yes, our supreme identity. Thank you. That fits right in with that. And even that's it, they now teaching, which we need to meditate day and night and night and day, we still morph back into thinking of ourselves as flesh beings first. That's not the real us. Remember, the flesh is just a house in which our inner real self manifests the glory of God through. Remember, we're only here for the glory of God. Really, we're here for mostly for an evangelical purpose. Because after we got saved, he could have took it right to heaven. Mm-hmm. He just left number of sinners down here. Think about that. Why are we still here? Because spiritually speaking, nothing's going to change in that sense, right? Nobody can snatch out of the hand. Once you're saved, you're always saved. The perseverance of the saints. You're going to spend eternity with us. That's guaranteed. Our future is secure. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, in an uncertain world. That's certainty. That's a certainty in an uncertain world. So why are we still here? then we're not here for us, because we're set in a sense. But we're here for Christ, for us to live as Christ. Did you hear this woman praying? Really, the Lord praying through her? That Sister Orlando would be this, that, and the other for the other people then. Even when I'm grown, I still can't, even though men may be in an unofficial capacity, still be aware. Why? Because the Lord, Christ, God Almighty, man, something for me to do. And I'm going to be aware of that. For me to live as Christ. For you to live as Christ. Amen. We're here for His sake.
Thank you,
Lord. Our gain comes when we die. Amen. Why are we still here? For Christ's sake. Because it's through our lives. That's what I'm telling the men too. We are examples. And it's through our lives that God uses to bring others into the kingdom. Amen. You best believe that's real.
Amen.
Need some water, Michelle? Need some water? Okay. Nice cold, man.
Thank you.
The real self, the real us, is our inner being, our spirit man. Okay? We've gone over that. And more and a ton of times there. So we began to look at the real / true / genuine self in scripture, right? And the first scripture we looked at last week was 1 Samuel 16:7, where the great Samuel saw one of the sons of Jesse, Eliab, and looked at him, looked at his height, looked at how handsome he was, and said, surely, and he said it with such confidence. This is 1 Samuel 16:7. In verse 6, it says, surely the Lord is upon him. Surely. And the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his height or his stature, because I rejected him. For God sees not as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. The Lord always sees who? The real, true, genuine us.
Yeah.
And that's why the preacher once said, and I've taken and written with it, that who we are before God is all that we are and nothing else.
Amen.
Because before God is who we really are. Because God sees the real us.
Amen.
We can fool man all the time. You really can. Until Jesus said, until the prophetic utterance that Jesus uttered during his time, and that is that which is done in the closet, which is going to expose on the housetop. After a while, it is going to get exposed. Let's be real. And that is who we are inwardly. We are spirit beings first. Are you seeing the connection? Who we really are. The house is just, the body is just a house. Keep hearing that. Keep hearing that. We said last week, we spend hours and a lot of money, which you do. You should take care of the house. But we tend to, when I say we, I'm not necessarily saying those here in this audience. Hopefully it's not named amongst us. But the body of Christ tends to put more energy, time, attention to the house and letting the real us go ragged, meaning we aren't feeding them, our real self, meaning not much word, not much meditating day and night, obedience slips, words slip because our thoughts have slipped, but we look good outwardly. And I think it was James who said, who's adorning Peter? Peter adorning. Let it be of the inward. Take time and beautify who you really are. That's not carnal, natural things. It's all spiritual. We are spirit beings first. Father, help us to get that. Help us to get that. That's the real self. That's the real us. Look at Psalm 24. Psalm 24. Look at verse 1. We're talking about the real self. We looked at the false self. That's hypocritical living. When our false self, again, is hypocritical living, when who we really are does not match who we appear to be. That's kind of in a nutshell. Who we really are, which is a child of God, that doesn't change. Just because we acted crazy outwardly, who we really are doesn't change. Does that make sense? You still are a child of God. Your status, spiritually speaking, never changes. You understand what I'm saying? Your status. I'm not saying you don't always walk in that status, but as a child, once you're a child of God, you're always a child of God. That's the point I'm making. Regardless of how we're acting with our body, we're still children of the Most High God. But when we're acting outwardly and our actions don't match inwardly, then that's hypocritical, false living. I know you know that, but just putting that back in perspective. Psalm 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Psalm 24. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? In other words, dwell in his presence. He who has clean hands, meaning he's innocent in their actions. And a what kind of heart? Pure heart. Who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully. In other words, whose inward man is making itself manifest outwardly. Because to have clean hands and a pure heart, and who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully, would be a result of your inner true being. Does that make sense?
Amen.
Your inner man, you dominate. Dominating. You, when you think about, you got flesh and you have you, the real you. And I thank you, Lord, for putting it that way. Paul says, in me that is in my flesh. I'm like, flesh, I'm not my flesh. I got to deal with my flesh, but I'm not my flesh. I'm the inner man. I'm the real spiritual being. What we have to be careful, just making a visual, than us, the real us, okay, the true self. Now you see how that flesh is on top? We're in trouble, aren't we? With flesh, this means the flesh is ruling. I know it's ice Eskimos, I know it's real simple, but hear what I'm saying. This is what's happening when we just having a day and we just acting out and saying things and so forth. That means the flesh is ruling. Now what we want at all times, although this doesn't always work, what we want is for this to always be the case. You can't get rid of flesh. It's still, I got to put flesh on here. I wish I could just erase it and it'd be gone. But we want this where the us has ascendancy. It is ruling. Sister Lana just said, yes, Lord. And as we grow in Christ Jesus, guess what you'll be more in tune to is when your flesh, listen, look at this, starts to creep upward, starts to ascend. That's a visual, y'all. Because the Holy Ghost will tell you, that means you're in trouble. You're starting to be in some real trouble. Does that make sense? That means that the real you is about to subjugate itself to your flesh. Yeah. Remember, the flesh dictates. Remember those words we use all the time? Dictates, desires, demands. Remember the words we use for that? Create, all that comes from. I think that one of the translations like the cravings of the flesh. But if you break all that out, it's your dictates, the desires, the demands, the cravings, the lusts, the desires, all of that. This can get really strong. Flesh's desires and demands. I demand you go in there and tell him, give him a piece of your mind. I demand you not walk in love. I demand you don't forgive. Man, we tired of this. Man, bump that. That sort of thing. When you start talking like that within yourself, realize this is what's happening. Up comes the flesh. Now, it ain't got to the top yet. But the Holy Ghost is telling you, be careful now. Walk away from that. Go to the bathroom. Take you a walk. Walk outside. Shut your mouth. Don't go in that room. He's telling you, because he's a great coach. He said, I'm trying to keep the real you up here, because that's who I'm talking to. That's who I hang out with. That's where I live. That's what I resurrected from the dead. That's eternal being. That's the one that's going to be full of the word. That's where the power of God resides. Listen to all of that now. The power of God resides in the real you, Miss Darlene. But when we don't do it right, it's not the power failed us. Ain't no power outage. Ain't no blackout of Holy Ghost power. What happened was we chose, and every time we sin, and I know sin is terrible and the demands get really loud, but in the end, though, word of life, we choose to sin. I mean, how else can I put that to you? I think if I put it to you softly, you shouldn't respect me for that. I got to tell you for real, it's our fault.
Amen.
And we got the verse to prove it, James chapter 1, let no man say, verse 13, and 14, when I'm tempted, then I'm tempted of God. For God is untemptable and tempts no one. But verse 14, everyone is tempted and drawn away of their own lust and trapped. It's not us. It's not God. Are you listening? It's not God.
Yes, sir.
Miss Allen can never look crazy at God. Never. God, why don't you?
No.
Because he's, huh?
Oh, I was
going
to ask what that scripture was again.
James chapter 1, verses 13 and 14.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. See, the Lord, because see, if we hear him, he'll say, yeah, but I was trying to tell you 2 hours ago to do this, or don't go in that room or say this, but you didn't listen. So 1 hour ago, I was telling you again. Yeah, I knew someone was telling me, yeah, you need to get more. See, you're not in tune. Remember that? We got to develop our relationship.
Yeah.
So it's tight so that we hear that voice, which the Lord has promised we can hear. Jesus said, my sheep hear and know my voice. Is he a liar? No. I mean, we can hear his voice. We have no one to blame but ourselves. Every single time we sin, every single time you sin, every single time I sin, every single time we sin, we have no one to blame but ourselves. We allow our flesh to rise up and have the ascendancy. I love this. Thank you, Father, again. Remember this again. In us, the real us, resides the power of God, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit. Huh? All of that is in there. The power of God, the word of God, the Holy Spirit, all resides in the real us. You know the verse? 1 John 4 and 4. 1 John 4 and 4, if you're taking notes. Greater, stronger, mightier is he that is in us. See, in us, that's the real us, than he that is in the world. Are you listening to me? This is real simple, but a reminder. We have the power. We have the power. Meaning as a present possession. We ain't got to go get it. We ain't got to go plug it in. We don't have no percentages. It's getting low like our batteries on the phones. We have the power. You know, I think one of the reasons the body of Christ struggles with sin, I'm talking about those who are really trying to live right, I ain't talking about those who just, is because we tend to forget that we're spirit beings first. I really believe that's at the root of it. I think the Lord is exposing something that we need to really, I think we're blessed to get a hold of that information.
Amen.
I really do.
Amen.
I think the more we remember that we're spirit beings first, the more we'll keep this guy, this person up top, the real us. Now, that's my flesh telling me to go on there and get that girl a piece of my mind. That's my flesh telling me to bust in your head. That's my flesh telling me to use profanity. That's my flesh telling me whatever it is to lie because I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
It's not me. In me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. Yeah. Apostle Paul said, don't get it twisted. It ain't me. That is in my flesh. The real me, right here. Keep the real you, keep the real me, keep the real us in the ascendancy on top. And Lord God, I pray that we're very, very sensitive to your guidance, your leading, your influence, your control, and we're alerted clearly and we hear your voice. When our flesh starts to creep up, to start to ascend and take over, we're aware of it and we'll cut it at the knees before it ever gets started. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You have the power to do that, don't you?
Yes.
Amen.
I mean, you know, people are gonna work a nerve. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're plucking my nerves. You tell somebody you're plucking my nerves. Woo! They say is that, oh my God, one nerve, you standing on it. You had a crazy look on your face, but that's the word. That's the word. Hey y'all, that's why we're here. We're here to bring him glory. Because you say, well, Lord, just take us up out of here. He could. That's not what he desires. That's not the plan. The plan in eternity past is to keep us here to bring him glory. That is to live as lights in a dark and crooked and perverse world. You got family members that God gonna save. Maybe some one or two, I don't know. You got workers that, you know, you got workers and family members.
Yeah.
I can point to each and every one of y'all, sons and everybody,
yeah,
that still gotta be saved.
Yeah.
Remember the scoffers was looked at, I think Peter, hey, everything continues as it is. The world comes and this, that, and the other. Ain't God, Jesus ain't came back yet.
Yeah.
He said, look, God is not slack concerning his promise.
Amen.
Long suffering. Not willing that any should perish. See, there's still more folks that have to be saved, y'all.
Yes.
Millions.
Amen.
Millions.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't know if your sister's in there, if your son's in there, if your son's in there, or your sons or daughters or whoever's in there. So Jesus, the only hope, and we say, come on, Jesus, come. We do want him to come. We want him to come. But in reality, we don't. We don't. Why? Because little nephew, and I, you know what I'm saying? Son, Terry. Because there's folks that still need to be saved.
Amen.
Got little Ezra, and what was Alexandra, you know? You got 54 folks that still need to be saved. Praying on my brother, my nephews. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. My niece. That's a new way of looking at that. That's getting us off of our mind. Remember that teaching way back?
Yes.
Get you off your mind?
Yes.
Put yourself on the 99th burner?
Yes.
Get yourself out the way, y'all. Yourself, meaning this dude. That's what I'm talking about now. Get this dude out the way. And because he going to tell you, let's do things God's way. Galatians said that the flesh lusts against the spirit against the flesh. And neither oppose one another. It's a war going on where your real you is fighting your flesh. I'm not going to go in there and say that. I'm not going to do that. I am going to walk outside and calm down rather than step in and cuss this woman out. Because our flesh, man, you done took enough of this. Won't your flesh tell you that?
Yes.
You done had enough of this. Is you a doormat? What's wrong with you? It's time out for this. I'm going to go and get peace. I'm going to do me. You know you're in trouble now. Whenever you said that sentence, all hell finna break loose. You are in trouble. I'm in trouble. We're in trouble now. Because the flesh will tell you that's about enough. It tells me all the time that, you know, you was patient. You sat up here for 5 minutes and this chick didn't come and tell you, get you your burger. You sit up here and she still said, and took your order. Looked at you five times. See, on that 6 minute, your flesh said, I done suffered enough, okay? I'm gonna reach across this thing and snatch you up. Am I right?
Yes,
our flesh wants us to just do whatever.
Yes.
Flesh is uncontrolled, unrestrained, unregenerate, ungodly. That's why you got to fight the good fight. And it's a good fight because your flesh can lose every single time if we go ahead and apply the power. As a song, disco song back in a few years ago, we got the power. So ain't nobody just going to go up into God's house and dwell in his presence except those who have a clean hand, pure heart, who have not lifted up their soul to falsehood, who have not sworn deceitfully. In other words, their real self has dominated their flesh. Because flesh will be guilty in their actions and do things that are not. Flesh will not have, does not have a pure heart. Flesh will lift up its soul to falsehood whenever they're pressed. And they will have sworn deceitfully if they're pressed. Flesh will lie. Y'all know if we don't keep us under control, we'll lie in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Like we ain't never knew God. I mean, you do that. No, man, I ain't doing nothing like that. Sure didn't. And look convincing too. Inside, you're dying. Your heart about to fall out your head. Because you know that the real you, which is connected to the Holy Ghost, will tell you, man, you lying like a mom. And you got to go back up there. Now, you know, man, I lied to you just like a rug. I was just lying. I'm sorry. The pressure got on me and I'm a Christian. I just messed up. So I'm just, and it be real. They'll respect it. And if they don't, that's ain't what it's about. Yeah. You bringing God glory.
Yeah. Amen.
God standing up giving high fives to each other.
Yes.
Clean hands, a pure heart. That's the real us. That's a pure in heart. That's the real us. Remember who you really are. Please. Father God, I thank you for the reminder about who we really are in Christ Jesus. Who we really are in Christ Jesus. We're spirit beings. We are saved, resurrected from the dead with the power of God living in us, with the person of the Holy Spirit living in us. That's powerful. But we reduce it when we just forget all of that and let our flesh go crazy. Help us to keep that fool at bay.
Amen.
We're strong in you, Father, and in the power of your might. In Jesus' name. And every heart said, amen.
Amen.